Today's shiur is dedicated in the memory of Evelyn Merker, Chava Bas Moshem. May her neshama have an aliyah, and we thank our sponsors. We will begin, today's shiur is Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we will begin, Mitzvah Hashem, on the second line of the Amud Choylem Achilon Ha'isoy Pivakim. Mishnah taught us that if somebody, Rechmal Tzlan, is not well on Yom Kippur, Achilon Ha'isoy Pivakim, based on doctor's evaluation, that's when we give her to eat. And Rashi explained that if two doctors say that this person is in danger if he doesn't eat, and then we give the Bikiyin means Lashon Rabbim. The Ram makes an interesting observation. He says the Mishnah uses the word Bikiyin. The Mishnah did not use the word Raifim. Raifim means doctors. To teach us that, says the Ran, that if we have one doctor who is a true expert in his field and who says that the choyle should do something, even though there are two doctors who disagree, we follow Bikiyim. Only when they're Bikiyim, when there's Roifim, if there's one doctor who's more expert, certainly he's the opinion that we follow. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban's opinion is that we do not begin to start measuring the competency of doctor. And whatever the halacha we're going to learn in our shiur today is when we do or don't rely on a doctor. According to the Ramban, we follow whatever we're going to learn, and starting to determine which doctor is more competent and which doctor is less competent, we don't follow. The Ramah in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, Sif Aleph teaches us, if you have two doctors versus two doctors, then, says the Ramah, even though two doctors that have one opinion are more distinguished than the other two doctors, it doesn't make a difference. And like we just learned, following the opinion of the Ramban, we always follow the opinion of the, we follow the what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch would teach us is what we do without starting to determine competency. So I'm Rabbi Yoni. So says Rabbi Yoni, Chayla, I'm a tzarech. The person, the patient himself says, I need to eat. V'arayfa, I'm a tzarech. And the Raifa says, you do not have to eat. The loch is shaymin l'chayla. We do what the patient says. My tama explains Rabbi Yanai, why do we follow what the patient says? Lev yedei maris nafshay. Everybody understands their own situation. And if this person feels that he needs to eat, that's what we do. We follow what he says. Says the Gemara, pshita. Why? What's the chiddush in this din? Asked the Gemara. We know, and this is going to be a very important part of our shiurim about eating, that we always follow the concept of safek nefashos lahakol. We are always lenient when it comes to such situations. So, of course, if the patient says, I need to eat, it's clearly a situation of safek nefashos lahakol, and we should give him to eat. Answers the Gemara, ma de taima roifa kim letfei. The doctor knows better what the patient needs than the patient himself. Kamash Milan, that's why the Gemara tells us that we don't follow such an approach. And if the patient says, I need to eat, the halacha is, I give him to eat. And indeed, the Rambam says that a choyle sheyesh be'sakana, that requests food on Yom Kippur, even though the doctors say he doesn't need to eat, the halacha is we give him to eat until he says I need not eat anymore. But I saw that the Brisker Rav has a question regarding a patient that we don't quite know the extent of his disease. Is he choyle sheyesh by sakana? Does he indeed have a very serious illness? Or is he not a choyle sheyesh b'sakana, and he doesn't have such a significant disease? So he says that based on the Rambam, that Machilan Esoi Piatzmoi is only that in a case where the patient has been established to be a choyla sheyesh bei sakana. But if the choyla has not been established that he's a choyla sheyesh bei sakana, and he shows up and he says, I am a choyla sheyesh bei sakana, and I need to eat, it's not so clear, says the Brisker Rav, that we would give him to eat. The Ratvaz, however, says that if the Ratvaz makes the following distinction. He says, if the choyla says, I need to eat, and the doctor says, no, you don't, you could be okay without eating. So there we just learned the concept of Machilan Esapi, Atzmoy, Lev Yodei Maris Nafshoy, and we do what the patient says. But says the Ratvaz, that's where we're speaking about food. But let's say it's a situation where we're not talking about food, we're talking about a medicine, and a patient says, I need this medicine, and the doctor says, no, this medicine is not the medicine that you ought to take. Their halacha is different. And there says the Ratvaz, doctors know more than patients about medicine, and we follow what the doctor says. And the Yad Ephraim agrees with that as well, that refuah, medicine, is something that doctors know about. But when it comes to eating, that's something that we follow the doctors. The Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't necessarily agree. He says if a doctor says that a food or eating is not good for a patient, it's no different, he says, than a doctor saying that a medicine is or isn't good for a patient. And under all circumstances, if the doctor says that this is detrimental to a patient, we follow what the doctor says. Harayf Eimer Tzorach, what happens, continues Rabbi Yanai, where the doctor says the patient needs to eat, and the patient says he doesn't need to eat, the halacha is shomim l'roife. There we listen to what the doctor says. My tama, because tovnehu d'nakalei. The patient, Rashi says, is not thinking clearly because of his disease. Were he to think clearly, he would realize that he needs to eat. Tanan asked the Gemara on what Rabbi Yanai just taught us. We learned in the Mishnah, Chaylan Machilan, I said, Pibakim. The Mishnah said that we give a chayla to eat on Yom Kippur based on what the doctors say. So we see from the wording of our Mishnah, Al Pibakim in, only if the doctors say he needs to eat, Al Piatzmak Loi. But if he says he needs to eat, we don't give him to eat. Al Pibakim, furthermore, it has to be based on the recommendation of two doctors. Baki Echad, Api Baki Echad, but the advice of one doctor, Loi. Whereas Rabbi Yanai said that even one doctor is to be trusted. Answers the Gemara, Hachem B'mai Skinen, our Mishnah is speaking about a case to Amar Loi Tzrichna, where the patient says that I don't need to eat. And there the Mishnah is teaching us, if the patient is explicitly telling us that he doesn't need to eat, we have to have two doctors that say he does need to eat. But if the patient himself says that he needs to eat, their halacha is that we give him to eat based on his own evaluation, and we don't ask doctors what they think. Ask the Gemara, so we're saying that when do we go with our pibakin? When the patient says, I don't need to eat. And then we check with the doctor. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yanai, V'lispalei al pi baki, one doctor should be enough. What does our Mishnah say? Bekiyin, which means that we need to have two doctors. Answers the Gemara, Le tshrichna, deka chrina badei. Besides the patient saying, I don't need to eat, there's another doctor. Also, there's a doctor agreeing with that patient, Dama Loi Tzorach, when he says, I don't need to eat. And in such circumstances, we have the patient and the doctor that say he doesn't need to eat. And we need to have two doctors that will say that he needs to eat. Says the Gemara, if the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the patient and the doctor say he need not to eat, so then the question is, the Mishnah says, that there are two people that say he needs to eat, two doctors, and the patient and another doctor say he need not to eat, of course that's talocha, because we have a suffix. And we said at the beginning of our shir that the rule is suffix nefashis lakal. So whenever we have a question what to do, we follow the when there's a suffix, we should go with the two. Answers the Gemara, Lotzricha, the Mishnah speaking about a case, the Le'ikat Tre Achrin Abadei. Besides the patient who's saying he doesn't need to eat, you have two more doctors, the Amar Lo Tzarech, that say he need not eat. And now you have two doctors that say that he does need to eat. V'afgav Dom Rav Safra, that even though Rav Safra teaches us, when we speak about Hilchas Eidus, Tre Kamei Omei Tre. We know Torah Akdosha says, Apishne Edim Yokum Dover. We always follow two Edim. And it makes no difference, says the Meremi Soda. When the Gemara says, Tre Kamei Omei Tre, it doesn't make a difference if first two Edim came saying one thing, and then another 100 Edim saying the other thing, or vice versa. The Halacha is that as far as the Halacha is concerned, we have a stalemate. V'avgav Domer of Safra, Tre Kamei Omei Ketre, Hani Mililin Edis. Where was that stated when we speak about Edis? So two Edim and 100 Edim are all the same. Avlin Yin Undana. Here we're not talking about Edis, here we're talking about an evaluation. Basa Deis Azlinim. We follow the majority. Hani Mili, when do we say Linyan Undana Mamna? When we speak about a financial evaluation, so there we follow the roif, and we say whatever the majority said is the proper evaluation is what we shall do. Avahocha, in our situation, it's a situation of suffix nefashis, and since if there's a suffix, as soon as we have two doctors that say that he needs to eat, even though the majority of people, including he himself, are considered, say he does need to eat, we follow their opinion and he should eat. Ask the Gemara, so we just explained that our Mishnah is referring to a case where the patient himself is saying, I don't need to eat. Ask the Gemara, Ba'amik Tani Sefer, if we continue learning the Sefer. The Sefer said, Vim ain sham bekiyim, if there are no doctors, machilan esal pi atzmai. We're talking about a case that the end of the Mishnah is talking about where there are no doctors, so we ask the patient. Mechlal d'reisha metzorach. Isn't that the Mishnah speaking also about a case that the patient says, I need to eat? Not the way we just established that the Mishnah speaking at the beginning where the patient says, I don't need to eat. Says the Marach Suri Mechzorach Tani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. B'medva mamurim, when do we need two doctors? Dom loy tzorach, when the patient says, I don't need to eat. Avol ametzorach ani. If the patient says, I need to eat, ain't sham bekim trei, if there are no two doctors that say he doesn't need to eat, al chadam aloy tzorach, there's only one doctor saying that he doesn't need to eat, mechilin oisoy apiatzmai. So according to this, the way we're understanding the Mishnah, the way we understand Reb Yanai, that's only if the patient says, I need to eat, and the doctor says, you don't need to eat, we follow the patient. But according to this understanding, if there were two doctors saying, you don't need to eat, and the patient is saying, I do need to eat, we don't listen to what the patient has to say. Comes Mabra Rav Ashi to disagree. And Mabra Rav Ashi says, wherever the patient says, I need to eat, I feel like a made amri. Even if you'll have 100 people saying the loy tzoruch, he need not eat, l'idei shaminin. We listen to what the patient has to say. Shenema, because the pasuk says, lev yedei maris nafshay. The patient always knows what's best for him. Ask the Gemara on what Mabar Rav Ashi just taught us. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, emein shambikim, if there are no doctors, mechilan say api atzmai. Tama, so what does the Mishnah seem to be teaching us? The lekabikim, we have no doctors to tell us what to do, but we have doctors, and the doctors say that he doesn't have to eat. Loi, he doesn't eat, even though the patient is saying that he needs to eat. But Mabra Rav Ashi just said that if the patient said he needs to eat, we always follow what the patient says. Says the Mar Hachi Kamar. This is the way to understand the Mishnah according to Ma'abar Vashi. But Madvar Mamurim, when do we follow doctors? The Amaloi Tzarachani. When the patient says, I don't need to eat. Avalam Amat Tzarachani, but says Ma'abar Vashi, in understanding our Mishnah, if the patient says, I need to eat, the halach is, Aisham became klal. It's considered as if there are no doctors, even though realistically there are doctors. The halach is, it's not considered as if there are doctors, and we give him achila and sarpi atzmai. We do what the patient says, because levi deya maris nafshei. And the paiskim, most rishonim, paskin like Ma'abar Avashi, that if the chayla himself says, I need to eat, it doesn't make a difference what anybody else says. We follow what the patient says. Lev yodeya maris nafshei. If the patient says, I don't need to eat, and the doctor says, I do need to eat, then we follow what the doctor says, and we give him to eat. But if a patient and a doctor, the patient himself and one doctor says he need not eat, and one doctor says he needs to eat, then we follow the patient. And since he has one doctor backing him up, and there's only one doctor disagreeing, and he doesn't eat. But there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. What if the patient and one more and two doctors say he need not eat, and two doctors say he does need to eat? The Rosh says that we follow the majority. The Ramban and the Ran disagree and say as soon as there are two doctors that say he needs to eat, he should eat. And the Rosh, after quoting this machlaika, says, based on the rule that we've been establishing the entire shir, Sufik nefashis lahako, and we should ask, and the patient should eat. The Or Samech says that when the Gemara says, and Ma'abar Vashi, as we just finished learning, takes such a strong position about Lev Yodeya Maris Nafshay, the patient always knows what he needs to eat. Maybe it's only, as we mentioned earlier, when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur. A person knows that he can't make it without eating. But when it comes to Refuah B'Shabbos, or even Refuah on Yom Kippur, obviously the same, there we don't necessarily, as we quoted Ratvaz and Darach HaShulchan earlier, when it comes to medicine, the patient, this rule that we've established of Lev Yodeya Maris Nafshay is not necessarily applicable then, because he's not an expert in medicine. When we say, furthermore, says the Taz, that when does the din of Lev Yodeya Maris Nafshay apply? That's only if the patient on chiddush l'chumra. That's only when the patient on his own said, "I need to eat." But if we were the ones that prompted him, maybe he should eat. Maybe he should eat, and he himself did not suggest that he needs to eat. That halacha may be different. That we don't necessarily feed him to eat. The Rabbeinu Yerucham discusses what happens if the doctor says, "I'm not an expert in this question." So he says that if the doctor says that I am not really proficient, that I don't know what to do, then he does, even though he's a doctor, doesn't mean he gets a vote. You only get a vote if you're saying, I know what I'm talking about. But if the doctor himself admits that I don't necessarily know what should be done here, we don't necessarily follow what the doctor says. Says the Mishnah Misha Achsa Bilmas. If somebody was affected with malnutrition, Machil and I saw a feel of dvarim tameim, we give him to eat on Yom Kippur even non-kosher food, achiyar enof, until his eyes light up. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Here, explains the Marim, we previously learned regarding a pregnant woman. Regarding a pregnant woman, we learned in the previous year, we're careful before we give her to eat, we try to convince her maybe you don't need to eat. But here when we have a person of, in this situation of bulimus, there we don't start asking questions. We right away give him to eat, and we don't ask any questions whether whether you need to eat, whether you don't need to eat, whether we should give him hakal akal, we should give him less than the shear. Rather, here the halacha is that immediately we should give him to eat, at shi'ir enof. This really opens up a very important question. The question is that, as we just learned in our previous shiur, when a woman is pregnant, first we ask her, do you really need to eat? And then we give her a smaller amount until we see that nothing else will help. The question is, what is the halacha regarding a sick person on Yom Kippur? The Sefer Chinuch writes that a person who feels weak on Yom Kippur should be given also pachas meshir, that he should only eat a little amount at a time. But the Michas Chinuch explains that only in the situation with a chol sheyesh beisakana. However, the Brisker Rav, in name of his father, Rav Chaim Brisker, has a very different approach to this question, to this issue of a kalakal tchila. And he explains as follows, that there are three categories of sick people. There's a person who's deathly ill, he has a serious disease. Then you have a person who's not so sick, but he has to eat to avoid contracting a dangerous disease. And then you have a person who's mildly ill and he's not in a serious, dangerous situation at all. Says the Brisker Rav, a person who's in category B, he's not so sick, but he's in danger of getting sick. That's where the halacha is, that we try to give him hakala kal tchila, we try to give him pachs b'shir. But a person, says the Brisker Rav, who's in category A, he's deathly ill, he says the halacha pachs b'shir doesn't apply to that individual. Such an individual, we give him to eat all that he needs to eat. And that's what he suggests, is what our Mishnah is saying. Somebody who's in a situation of bulmus, rachman l'tzlan, such a person is in a situation of sakonis nefashis, and we just give him what to eat without any questions. Says the Mishnah further, somebody who was bitten by a wild dog, we don't feed him from from the liver of that dog, from Mashi Bechor Shmata, because, and the Machloikas here, there's two ways of learning the Machloikas. Rashi learns that the Machloikas between the Tanakama and Ramashi Becharish is this considered a refuah? That the Tanakama learns that it is considered a refuah, and it's not considered a refuah, and therefore we shouldn't do it. And Ramash Becharish holds that it is a refuah. However, the Rambam has a whole different approach to understanding the Mishnah. And he says that what the Mishnah is actually discussing is that the Mishnah is discussing a refuah, that there's refuah which are natural refuahs. And such a refuah, the halacha is, we're allowed to do when we have, like we're discussing, a sick person, somebody who was bitten, for example, as we just learned, by a wild dog. But says the Rambam in the Perish Mishnah is here, that when we're talking about a refuah skulis, there's a refuah that really we don't understand how it works. That type of refuah we may not give on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos. And there's a tshuva in the Rashba, and the Rashba says that we may do refuah tivis, refuah skulis on Shabbos. Then they say that the Rashba changed his mind. But again, there's an interesting discussion, and that's the basis of this Mishnah, where somebody is in such a situation, according to the Rambam, can we only do what is an understandable, natural, scientific refuah, or can we do any refuah? And this question I saw that Rav Vosner Zatzal discusses in his Shal Shachuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Hei Simen Nun Hei, about homeopathic medicines, where he explains that these homeopathic medicines, we really don't scientifically understand how they work. But he says that they do work, and even though they do work, but since we don't understand if we're allowed to how they work. The question is somebody allowed to take such a medicine, even though it may be non-kosher? He says that you're allowed to take such a medicine all year round, but he says on Pesach, if there's a shaila that this medicine may be chametz, there he would not allow you to take it. There's also an interesting vart from the Michas Elazar. The Michas Elazar says that everybody knows that Dr. Louis Pasteur from France was famous because he came up, number one, with the concept of pasteurization. And the other thing that made him famous is that he came up with the scientific basis for vaccination. And that we know that what does a vaccination do? That you infect the patient partially with the disease that he has, and the body builds up an immunity to fight that disease, that if chas v'sholem, the patient is ever again exposed to that virus, to that disease, the body has the ability, because it already learned, to fight that disease. So, of course, he says that doctor became world famous for that invention. He says that actually it's based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if a person was bitten by a wild dog, we should serve that person from the liver of that dog. What's the reason for serving him from the liver of that dog? Because by having that dog's liver and viruses in his system, he will build up an immunity to whatever infection might be caused. Void Omer Masi ben Chorosh. Hachoshish begroinoi. Somebody has a tooth disease, and it starts, he says, with the tooth decaying, and then it could go into the system. Matin lo sam b'fei Shabbos. We're allowed to give him medicine on Shabbos. Nei shesofik nefashos. This is a situation of sofik nefashos, and kol sofik nefashos doiches a Shabbos. And explains the Tveres Yisrael that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though it may involve a chil Shabbos, where he's going to have to prepare the medicine, the halacha is that whatever is needed to do, because we have a patient who is in a situation of pikuach nefesh, the halacha is we do it. And moreover, says the Tveres Yisrael, why is our Mishnah speaking about Shabbos? We're learning Masechta Yuma. We're speaking about Yom Kippur. Says the Tveres Yisrael that Shabbos is as more serious than Yom Kippur. Because Shabbos, we know if somebody does Malacha B'mezid, he's Chayiv Skila. On Yom Kippur, there's a Chayiv Karis. And the Mishnah is teaching us that when we have a question of Sofak Nefashos, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos no matter what we do. And moreover, the Ramban says that not only are we allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he says that if we could do it with making a shinui, the halacha is if we could do it without doing an outright chil Shabbos daraisa, we could only do it with a chil Shabbos darabanan. That's what we should do. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that we don't need to do a shinui. If we have here a situation of bikuach nefesh, we do what we need to do, and the Avnei Nezer explains the machlokes of the Ramban and the Rambam is based on a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim that many Rishonim discuss, and that is regarding the concept that one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Bikuach Nefesh. Is it Hutra? Is it 100% Mutter without any question? Or is it only Dechuya? The Rambam's opinion is that it's Hutra. It's completely Mutter. And since the Rambam's opinion is that it's Hutra, the halach is we don't ask any questions. We don't have to do it with a Shinui. The Ramban's opinion is that it's Dechuya. And since the Ramban's opinion is that it's Dechuya, we try to minimize the Chil Shabbos. So if there wouldn't be any delay involved in doing it with a Shinui, the Ramban says do it with a Shinui. Mishnah Flalom HaPoilus. If a house fell on top of somebody on Shabbos, Sofik Husham, Sofik Enisham, and there's a question if this victim is there, Sofik Chai and Sofik Mace, and there's a question is he still alive or not, Sofik Kuti, Sofik Yisrael, we're not sure if this victim is Jewish or not, we do whatever we need to do, Mefachin Lo Sokal, we try to dig out the rubble. Mitzo chai, if we find him alive, mafachim, we continue to dig to get him out. Meis, if Rechman Tzlan, he's no longer alive, yenichua, we leave him to do that. Ritva says that digging the mace, digging the rubble is an issa deraisa, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even though it involves an issa deraisa, we do what we have to do. Other Rishonim seem to learn that we're referring here to an issa derabbanan. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanim, and I heard we learned in the Mishnah the Misha Achsa Bulmus, if somebody unfortunately was affected with Bulmus, Machilan Asai Achiyera Enov. Ask the Brisa, Menayin HaYoidim Shira Enov. How, like the Miri explains, let's say it's night and we can't get a good look into his eyes. So how do we know that it's Yira Enov? Says the Gemara, Mishiyafchin Maintayev Lara. When he could determine between good and bad. What does that mean, says Abaya? Batama, when he could taste the difference between something that tastes good or something that doesn't taste good, now we know that he's going to be, that he's all right. We try to give him the food which involves less than Aveira. So we have Tevel, from which Truma and Maisa wasn't removed, and Nevela meat. The halacha is Machil and Isai Nevela. Because the Issa and Nevela is a lav, Malchus, if you eat Nevela, whereas if you eat Tevel, the Issa is the Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Tevel, if you have a question if it's Tevel produce or Shvius, and the way most Rishonim explain Shvius means that it's Peiros or Shvius, that when the Zman Beer, when those fruits are no longer available in the field, the halach is no one may eat them. And the question is, you have these two types of food, oh, those are only two types of food available, which do you give him? We give him Shvius, because Shvius is only a mitzvah asay, and Tevel is, we just said, a mitzvah de shemayim. Tevel truma, when you have Tevel and truma, both of them carry a mitzvah de shemayim, is served for somebody who's not allowed to eat him, tanaihi. It's a machloikis to know what to do. The Tanya, mechilan yisoy tevel, vei mechilan yisoy truma. The opinion of the Tanakam is that we should better give him tevel and not truma. And ben teimaymer, the better to give him tevel, truma, to give him truma with loy tevel. Dar Sameach makes a point, is that mechilan, he says that all of these questions are if we are serving the patient. That's when we start to decide what to give him. But if the person is eating him by himself, then there's no question that the halacha is he should just eat whatever he needs to eat. We should give him to eat. The Mekrai Kodesh asks a question: what's better to serve this sick individual? Should we give him a kezias of something which is the smaller iser, or should we give him less than a kezias, a chatzi shir, of something which is a bigger iser? And he says that Al Gemara is referring only to a situation where he has to eat from both foods a full shir. But if we would be able to give him even the bigger iser, but give him less than the shear, certainly, he says, that's better to give him. The Maraim Masada asks, of course, if we have a situation of Tevel and Nevela, of course we give him Nevela. Tevel, we just said, is a Misav Dei Shemayim, and Nevela is a Lav. So what's the Chiddush here? So the Maraim Masada says, do we know that Nevela is Metamtam Liba Shel Adam? There's a special problem that if somebody rechmonson eats levela, it affects his neshama. And therefore we would think that even though tevel is the bigger aveira, we should still avoid eating the vela. Teaches us the Mishnah that we should give him the nevela because it's a smaller iser. I also saw an interesting question that tevel, the problem with tevel is that the truma and meiser weren't removed from it. So Rav Simcha Medasyu says that b'zman hazeh with a chiv to take truma is only midrabanan. So certainly we should give him the tevel, because the tevel is only also b'zman hazeh midrabanan. Whereas the nevela, even b'zman hazeh, is also midaraisa. The Chachma Shloima says that if somebody, if there's a piece of chalev, which is osam drabonin, and you have a piece in the veil, chalev, which is osam drabonin, and a piece in the veil, which is osam deraisa, it's better that he should eat the nevela. He says, because the issa chalev is a bigger issa than the issa nevela. Because issa chalev is issa kares, and issa nevela is an issa lav. He says, and he says a chiddush. And even if the chalev that we're going to have in front of us is only chalev midrabanan, he says it's still better to give him the nevela. Because since chalev in it is, it has in it, under certain circumstances, an issa, even though in the current circumstance, the chalev we're looking at is not osam deraisa, it's still considered an issa deraisa. If we would follow the opinion of the Chacham Shloima, then perhaps then the halacha would be that according to Chacham Shloima, even if the tevel is osam d'rabbanan and the nevela is osam d'raisa, it would be better to serve him the nevela. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Hecha da Efshel b'chulin, where it's possible to give the patient the chulin. That means we should take off truma from the tevel. Says the Gemara, the kulamalei plig the maskinalei mafsinalei. That's the best thing to do. Take the tevel, remove the trumas and maestras, and give him the chulin. Ki pligi, when is there a discussion? B'deloi efshe b'chulin, where that isn't, that if we're going to take off the tevel, there won't be enough chulin for the patient to get what he needs to have. Mar sava, ben tamer's of the opinion, tevel chamer, tevel is considered a more significant aveira, and therefore eat the truma. Mar sava, truma chamura, and therefore he holds eat the truma. Masava, and the Gemara explains the machlokes. Masava tevel chamer av truma chazil koin. Why is tevel considered a more serious iser? He says because tevel, even though what makes the travel problematic, that they didn't take off the trumas and maestras, and the halacha is that the trumas and maestras may be eaten by a koyin, as long as the trumas and maestras were not removed, even a koyin may not eat the tevel. And therefore, since tevel, no one in the world could eat the tevel, that's why we can't eat it. On the other hand, and therefore, but truma is not as serious an aveira, because the truma is chazi l'koin. A koin could eat truma, and therefore it's the lesser iser. Or masav a truma chamura, and the Tanakama holds the truma is considered a truma, a more serious iser, because there's no way to correct that. Tevel, truma remains truma forever. Ava truma, which is ava tevel efshel skune, tevel could be corrected. The way you correct it is by taking off the truma semaisris. That's why we should preferably eat. That's why it's preferably to eat the tevel. Ask the Gemara, Rava just said that where we could take off the truma semaisris, that's what we should do first. So ask the Gemara, if that's an option, pshita, that's what we should do. What's the Gemara teaching us? Answers, the Gemara, Leitzricha b'Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos, that even though on Shabbos one may not take off Trumas and Maestras, the halacha is that that's the smallest Aveira. And that's what the Gemara says. B'Shabbos nami pshita, of course, that's the smallest Aveira. Taking off Trumas and Maestras, Tiltamad Rabbananhu. So many Mefarshim are troubled with the word Tiltal. It's not an issue. Tiltal always means muksa. The issue here is not muksa. The issue here is taking off trumas and maestras is mesaken drabonim. So they explain that it means that it's only an issue drabonim. Answers the Gemara, hachem ha'iskinen. Here we're referring to a situation where the fruits that we're looking at grew in an otzer chen enokov, in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. That the iser, the chiv of taking trumas and maestras in such a situation is only a chiv derabbanan. Masavar ben tema holds tevel chamur, and therefore, as we said, eat the truma, or masavar truma chamura, and as Rashi says, that even though, if that's the case, if it's only osam derabbanan, so just eat it and don't have any questions. So Rashi explains, we still want to try to avoid it doing something that is osur, because the person may come to eat tevel deraisa. And especially as the Tosfos Rosh explains, as we said earlier in our shir, the iser of eating tevel is a very serious iser. It could come to misa b'day shemayim. That's why we're being so strict about this. Says the Gemara, that Rava just said that it's better to be over the Issa Rabbanon of taking of Trumas and Maisris versus eating Tevel the Rabbanon, as we just explained. Says the Gemara, Lema Tanaihi. Perhaps this question is actually a Machlokas Tanum. The Tanya Misha Nachsha Nachash, somebody was bitten by a snake on Shabbos, and now he's in danger. Karnalei Roifim Mamakim Mamakim, we're allowed to bring a doctor, even Mechutz Lotchum. Mekarnalei Asatana Goylus, we rip open a chicken to put on the place of the wound. The Goyzenlei secretion, we're allowed to rip up vegetables from the store, from growing that he needs to eat. Machilan soy, and we give him whatever he needs to eat. Vein tzarech l'aser, there's no need to take off maisers to the Rebbe. Rebbe Lozer b'Shimon Omer l'yoichel ad shiaser. He shouldn't eat from these vegetables until we take off maiser, even though the obligation of taking maiser of vegetables is only the rabbanon. Neima, should we say the rabbi who holds that we should take off the trumas and maisers holds like Rebbe Lozer b'Shimon that we should take off the maiser from these vegetables that this person who was bitten by the snake, v'loy k'rebi, who held that you don't have to take off the maiser from the vegetables. Says the Gemara, no. The question that Rabbi addresses is not connected to the machloikus of Rebbe and Rebbe Lozer. Because I feel Tamer Rebbe. At Kan Lekam Rebbe Hossam, where did Rebbe say that we don't have to take off maiseris? Elen in your maiser, the Yerik the Rabbanon. The chiv of taking maiser from vegetables is never more than a chiv the Rabbanon. And therefore, since it's never more than a chiv the Rabbanon, we don't do it on Shabbos for when we have a chayla. I have a maiser dogin, when we're dealing with grain, where there you could have Tevel deraisahi, where we could have tevel, which is chayiv, taking off trumas and maaser deraisa when it grew directly from the ground. I feel a Rebbe Meida, the sharsh lebatzu shein enokif, and we're going to allow you to eat the produce without taking off trumas and maasers, even though they grew in this flower pot that the chayiv is never deraisa. Osla meich lebatzu shein enokif. That's why their Rebbe is machmer, but on the other situations, Rebbe is not machmer. Of course, the Neid Behuda says there's another option. We know that the only time you mechuyev to take off trumas and maisris, says the Neid Behuda, is when it was taken in through the front door. So just don't take it through the front door, and you'll be able to avoid any problem. So the Neid Behuda says that option of not taking it through the front door is only during the week, but on Shabbos, anyway, you bring the food into the house, it becomes chayv and the maisers, trumas and maisers, midaraisa. Tana Abonon, Mishach Sabilimos, Machilan Oisoi, Dvash Vakominis, Masika, we give him something honey or anything sweet. Shadvash Vakominim, Masikan, Meirin, Maor, Enov Shalodim. They make him feel better. Vafbish and Raya Ladova, there is no explicit proof. Zeich Ladova. We have a Zeich, the Pasuk says that Shoal had made a shvua that the day that they went to war with the Plishtim, no one may eat. Yonason, his son, was not aware of that shvua, and he put his stick into honey, and after he tasted it, he said, "Ruk no ki oira einai, ki ta'amti midvash azeh." My eyes lit up from the honey, says the Gemara. So this is of great raya. Why did the Gemara say Afbish ain't raya ledover? Isn't this a fantastic raya? Answers the Gemara, Hosum la bulmus achsei. He wasn't suffering for bulmus and that's why we don't know what bulmus, what is the refuah for bulmus. Amar by loishana el acha chila. That honey is helpful as if you ate other food first. Avil kaidem achila, if you haven't eaten other foods first, migra gor, on the contrary, it makes you hungrier. The ksev yimtzu ish mitzri besada, v'yichu esoi el David, v'yitin lo lechel, v'yoichel v'shku mayim, they gave him bread and water, v'yitin lo pelech tevela, and then they gave him a fig, v'shnei tzmukim, v'yoichel v'tash v'ruch elav, k'loi ochel lechem, v'loi shosem mayim, shloish yom, shloish alayilis. So we see that this person who was suffering from malnutrition, first they gave him regular food, and then they gave him the sweet food. Amar Rav Nachman Mishmul, Misha Ochse Bomas, Machinan Oysoi Alya, they give him the tail meat, which is very fatty, the dvash dipped into honey. Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua, Omer Afsoilus Nakia, we give him fine flour, the dvash in honey. Rav Papa Amafila Kimcha Desari, the dvashab, we give him barley flour made in honey. Amar Rav Yochanan Pamachas on Gzani Bulmas. I once was suffering Bulmas. Viratzti l'mizrach shaltena, and I ran to the east side of the tree. The kiyamti me'atzmi hachokma tiachya balel. I did the smart thing. The Tani Rav Yosef haroitz litam tam teina. If somebody wants to have the best teina, yiftin l'mizracha, he should go to the east side of the tree. Shenemar u'memeged shemesh. Omega Tfu Shemesh from the side that the sun is. So Rishash asks that the sun, different times of the day, is on different sides of the tree. So if you want to eat from the fruit that's from the sunny side, so the sun is on different sides of the tree at different times of the day. So he explains, when the sun is on different sides of the tree, there are also certain winds that blow along. And the proper combination of the Taina, that it should be so therapeutic, is when you have both the east sun with whatever wind the east side sun brings along with it. They were traveling. Rabbi Yehuda was suffering from bulmas. They took a shepherd, and they ate his bread. You took away the Raya's bread. Look what you did. Kimatalamasa, when they got to the city, Achse Bulmas to Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef suffered from Bulmas. Adrua Balgi, the people of the city brought barrels full of honey and sweet things, Vitsoyi and different foods that he should eat. Amalei Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yosef, look what happened. Ani kapachti saraya, I made that this one individual shall lose his food. And by you, what you created, the entire city suffered because of your disease. Vesu, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Kaazli, Baruch, they were traveling on the road. Ramei, Avadayik, Bishma. And Ramei, whenever he came somewhere, he used to be very careful in trying to discover the person's name. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Avadayik, Bishma, didn't pay attention to the person's name. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, L'chu chazu b'falash Hashem ashesham shamas baretz. And the Gemara explains in Masech the Brachas, Dav Zayin Mabeis, atikru shamas el shemas. The person's name has a tremendous influence on who he is. And therefore he felt that, and he says it's not coincidental that a parent gives a child a name, whatever name the parent gives. And he says, therefore, in this Gemara as well, Rabbi Yehuda held that by checking the person's name, it will be very telling to me who the person is. So, Kemata Lahu Dachta, Bayesh Buzu, they looked for a place to stay. For Yavale, and they were sent to a certain inn. Amalei Mas Shimcha. So they asked the owner of this inn, what is your name? Amma, he said, Kidor. My name is Kidor. He must be a Rasha. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kidor Tapucha Seima. The Pasuk says, Kidor Tapucha Seima. And that's a person who's a Rasha. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained, why is that the definition of a Rasha? So I saw a very interesting pshat. He says, the difference between Tzadikim and Rishoim is Tzadikim say whatever it says in the Torah, that's what we have to do. We don't get influenced by the time and place we live in. A kidar tapucha seima means we have to look at every generation. We have to change according to the times. And that is not the way of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Shlomo Kasayu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, it was Erev Shabbos, gave him their wallets. Rameya, because of the name, Lo'ashon Lekisa, refused to give him his wallet. Also, Esa Rikar Davua, he went and he put it by the gravestone of the father of Kidor. As Chazle Bechalmei, so Kidor's father came to his son in a dream and said, Tosh Shokul Kisa de Monach Aresh Do Gavra. There's a wallet next to my grave. Go take it. Lemacher Amalei Hachas Chazle Bechalmei. The next door Kidor was sitting with these Rabbonim and he told him, this is the dream I had last night. Amalei, Chalma de Beishasha, Lesbe Mashasha. So Meir wanted him to tell him to discourage him. He said, dreams that you had at night don't count. But because Ramei was now concerned, also Ramei Venatri Kulayome, Ramei stood there all day watching his money. Vase, and he brought it Matzoi Shabbos. The Macher, the next day on Sunday, Amrloi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said to Kida, have long kiss and give us our wallets. Amrloi advar ma'ilim. He said, there was, when we, I never had a wallet. Amrloi armeya, ma'iloi de kiss bishma. So now they were very upset because Kidr was stealing from them. And Ramey said, if you would have done what I did and been careful with his name, it would have protected you. So he says, why don't you tell us that we have to be concerned? Just because he has this name, it means that we have to be concerned. But I'm not allowed to definitively say that he's a Rasha. So they took this Kidr, they convinced him to come to the bar. Chazat talcha asvamei, and they saw that he had eaten beans, and the remnants of the beans were on his mustache. Ozov yavis minol devisu. So they came home to this Kido's house, and they told Kido's wife, your husband said to give the wallet, and the simon, to know that we're telling you the truth, that that's what your husband's directions were, he ate beans. That's the sign. V'shaklu l'kaisvai, so they took the wallets and went. Then he comes home, and she tells them, she tells her husband Kidor what happened. He, of course, was furious. And he killed his wife in his anger. Haina Tanya says, this is what we learned in the Braisa. Rashi explains, there was once a person who owned a store, a Jew who owned a store, and he sold kosher meat to customers who look Jewish, and non-kosher meat to customers who weren't Jewish. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, a Jew's not allowed to sell non-kosher meat. But here was a shas sakana, and therefore he had to disguise that he was acting as a Jew and that he was serving other Jews. So that if he saw that a Jew came in who was obviously Jewish, as we'll see in a moment how he would know, he would serve him kosher meat. How would he know somebody's Jewish? If somebody properly washed their hands before they eat. There was a person that came who was Jewish, but he did not properly wash his hands, and that's why he was served the non-kosher meat. Well, Mayim Echroinim, Hergus HaNefesh, if Kidr would have washed Mayim Echroinim, and he would have, as we know, when you wash Mayim Echroinim, you're also supposed to wash your face, he would have never, they would have never known what he ate, and she would have never been killed. Ulpsoif, says the Gemara, after Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi experienced this, have a daik b'shma. They were ready to be careful with people's names. Kimatal who based the Shmei, he came to the house of somebody's name was Bola, Loyal Gabei. They refused to enter his home. Da'ami Shmami no Roshu. He must be a Rosha. The Ksiv Omar Labola Neyafim. That he's a, the Bola means that he's an immoral person. And therefore, since they accused him of being an immoral person, that's what happened. And from here we see, from this Gemara explains the Yismach Yisrael, we see the power of a mitzvah. The power of a mitzvah is not just in Olam Haba that we get the schar for the mitzvahs we do. But when we do mitzvahs in this world, they protect us and they bring us Hatzlocha.